Welcome back to Yeah, That's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Or the buy-to-let market in this country is worth nearly 6.6 billion euro and includes small as well as institutional property investors. The market is a controversial one and landlords get stuck with all sorts of sobriquets even if they are fair and honest with their tenants. So why would Capital Flow wish to enter this market at a time when tenants have more rights and protections than before? Colin Breslin is the Chief Commercial Officer at Capital Flow, which is launching its buy-to-let product in the market. Good morning, Colin.
Good morning, Joe.
Remind us what the difference is between a buy-to-let and a normal mortgage.
A buy-to-let mortgage, in simple terms, is a residential property that's available for rent. A normal mortgage is an owner-occupier house.
Okay. Now, you guys, Capital Flow, you're owned by the Dutch outfit Bunk, B-U-N-Q.
That's correct.
And they fund you.
Yeah, and we're very fortunate that Bunk, over the last 10 years, have been supporting the growth of Capital Flow. In particular, we have lent $2.3 billion across various small, medium enterprise industries and also to investors and companies that are interested in property investment.
And now you're dipping your toe in the buy-to-let market. How is that market?
Well, the buy-to-let market, yes, you're absolutely right. We are, Joe, dipping our toe into the buy-to-let market. It actually complements our existing commercial real estate lending that we actually do for a start. But probably more, we've identified that there's an actual, from our own research, we've identified in Capital Flow that there's a gap in the market and that there's no credible lending alternatives for landlords and investors who wish to invest in this market.
We are in the middle of an energy shock and it could damage the economy here. Is that something that worries you guys?
Yes, we're concerned. However, the way we've actually designed our buy-to-let product, as part of that, we're offering, like, some of the features of our buy-to-let product would be that investors would have the option to either go for a variable interest rate or go for a fixed interest rate. Fixed interest rate would obviously...
Would lock them in.
Lock them in, give them security around repayments, which is an important feature.
Yeah.
But when we look at the buy-to-let market at the moment, we see, Joe, that the market isn't probably properly serviced. And from our point of view, we saw, if you look at the new entrants into the home loan market,
yeah,
most of them have actually bought a technology-based process.
Right.
And our buy-to-let product will be based around technology. We're working with preferred brokers who are experts in the buy-to-let market.
It is broker-only. You can't do it directly with you guys.
Our channel will be through brokers. And to date, we've selected brokers who are experts in the buy-to-let market.
Mm.
And if you go to capitalflow.ie, there's a list of the brokers
that you
could go to.
And by going through brokers, does that not make it a little bit more expensive for the end user?
No. The cost of the broker is covered by Capital Flow
right
in a starting point. But I think the importance of the broker is, particularly the experts of the broker, they're there to support and assist the investor in an application process. Also, with our technology, we've developed our portal. Our portal will enable the broker to upload the application together with the supporting documentation.
Mm-hmm.
And that will go straight into our credit department. And the broker will actually have direct access to our credit team. So if there's queries, and there's always queries around the application, at least then our credit manager will liaise directly with the broker.
I mentioned that we're in this war. Does that not mean that some people might sit on their hands if they think we are heading for a period of economic instability and interest rates, of course, are probably heading north?
Yeah, the likelihood is that interest rates are going to increase over the next 6 months, Joe. Certainly, like, we just completed a pilot.
Mm.
And our pilot was to actually not alone just test our systems, but actually just to gauge the demand for the product. And already we've actually seen through the pilot, our expectations have been exceeded. We probably have four times the number of applications that we would have already actually dreamed of. Mm. And our target market is really experienced investors who have one or more property investments. And
so they're already in that market?
So they're already in the market. Mm. There is a big switcher market. Like at the start, you announced that the market size is 6.6 billion. Mm. We think on average, there's a switcher market there of about 2 billion of
people. So a third of it could be switching. And will they not face early redemption fees?
No, the buy-to-let product doesn't have early redemption fees unless, Joe, somebody has actually been in a fixed interest rate. Mm. And if you're variable, and the alternative options in the market are variable, but Capital Flow is actually offering really competitive pricing.
So what sort of rates are you offering?
Well, our fixed rate, two-year fixed rate is 4.8%.
Right.
But we're also offering a really attractive variable rate at 4.9%. But through our pilot, we're actually seeing that most investors are actually looking to fix it.
To lock in. I mentioned also that there's been quite a few reforms in the market and they've come into force this year.
Yeah.
And that means that once you get a tenant in, you cannot remove that tenant or change the rent adversely for quite a few years. Is that going to impact the market?
I think like most markets, the impact of regulation it means that the market is evolving and there are those who wish to exit the market. But at the same time, there are also people looking to actually get into the market. I think what the regulation provides, Joe, for the investor is definitely clarity around rents. Mm. And they didn't have that previously, but now they actually have it as part of the regulation.
And do you get many people defaulting or deciding not to move out?
Across our commercial real estate business and Capital Flow, we haven't seen that much default. And Capital Flow is not unique in that. In commercial real estate, there's very, it's a really low percentage in terms of default.
Okay. Well, let's see whether the market works out for you guys and best of luck with it. And don't, Colm, that's Colm Breslin, the Chief Commercial Officer with Capital Flow launching in the buy-to-let market.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.